Welcome back to the Vinland Chronicles, a Vinland Saga podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Ronnie.
I'm Chad.
Today we are here to cover Season 2, Episode 8, titled An Empty Man.
An empty, empty man. And no, we are not talking about needing some food in your belly.
Okay, good way to put that out there up front, not to confuse anyone. What did you think of this episode, Chad?
Immaculate.
Okay. I mean, you're not wrong, because I was going to say, I said last episode was my favorite so far in the season, and then this episode happened, and now this episode is my favorite so far in the season.
I mean, how else can you describe this besides that utterly overused C word? Cinematic, Ronnie. This is just a cinematic experience.
All right, hey guys, Chad knows big words. He's dropped cinematic and immaculate in the first minute, all right? Everyone stop what you're doing, record a video of you clapping, and just send it to him, because clearly that's what he wants.
I mean, it utterly is just an...
Keep going.
It's almost like... what type of experience am I willing to...
Yeah,
if you look at it from the forefronts, it's basically just like a...
From the forefronts? I don't even know if you use that right. Oh, okay.
A parasitical, and that's like a fantasy paradise land experience. It really, it's such an experience to watch this episode.
It's a sad episode, and you just called it paradise. The wheat gets pulled up from their fields, and you're like, this is a paradise episode. All the wheat fields torn up.
To put it into smaller words, what I'm trying to say is when I watch this episode, it makes me feel. That's all I'm trying to say.
Now that is the first thing that you've said that I can fully agree with, because I was even a little bit mad when you did that. When you called it immaculate, I was like, well, that's a little bit over the top, but he's trying to do something where he doesn't say. I actually thought it was good, which is your usual go-to. Yeah. Okay. Here's the thing. It just felt so good because what came to light was a lot of the things that we've both been saying, but also mainly me, because you've kind of seen Season 2. I'm going through it episode by episode. So I've been waiting for this. All the questions as to why is Thorfinn even here? How is he? It's just got to be that he's so lost and just doesn't know what to do. So he's just like going through the motions. And that's what's going on.
Yeah, it's... It really is one of those things where you see something like this. This is not, we call it Farmland Saga, because you really, we're just on a farm chilling.
We really are still.
But it just, it almost makes you want to, or I'm speaking for myself. It makes me want to become a better person.
Seeing this beautiful journey.
Yeah.
Let's get into it. Let's keep those vibes going, and maybe you will become a better person, but God do it. The odds are stacked against us. We open on Thorfinn having another nightmare. He's standing outside a door with a woman huddling her kids. Now, is this the same woman from Season 1?
Or
is it just... Okay, I thought so, but I wasn't 100% sure.
I believe so.
Whoa, okay, no.
No, it's not.
It's not. I got mistaken, because then it's later revealed that just one of the kids is Einar.
Yes.
My notes were... not constructed well there. We're clear. We're good.
They might show the lady from Season 1 later in the episode. I can't remember.
Okay.
I might be wrong.
He then... So at current Thorfinn, he's having one of these dreams where he's actually... It's like a very memories of the future, or memories of the past, or whichever one it was. Some Eren Jaeger shit where he's standing in the dream watching his like younger self.
Have you ever had those type of dreams?
No. Well, like, no.
I have.
No, I haven't.
I have. I've had
those
dreams.
You've seen your younger self, like, walking around?
Not even necessarily my younger self, but my current self. Like, I've been in, like, third person where I'm watching myself in the dream.
I've never had a third person dream, I don't think.
It's super trippy, because you don't notice it, or you don't realize it until you wake up, and then you go, wow.
I was watching myself?
I was just watching myself make every move that I made.
Do you feel, like, a little perverted? When you realize...
I never once look at myself and I'm like, damn, I need to get some of that.
Oh, okay. Me either. And clearly no one else is. He's watching himself young Thorfinn walks in. He tries to stop young Thorfinn, but as he does, the ground beneath him collapses, which is, he should have woken up there, because that is totally missing the last stair vibe. Out of the gates. That's the worst. Honestly, I gotta be thankful. I don't do that much often anymore.
It's been a very long time since I've had that. The last one I can truly remember, I was at my aunt's house, just on the second story.
Okay.
And she's got like a trippy, like, it's like a cabin type house, but the upstairs is a wooden railing that's really not, it just doesn't, when you're up there, you're like, I feel like I could just easily fall off this second story.
Yeah.
And the last time I had one of these dreams, I had fallen, it had broke, I had fallen off of it, and my face planted right on the wood. And as soon as I felt the pain, the moment the pain, I could feel it straight against my forehead, just shattering the flesh and bones of my forehead, woke up.
Okay, but here's the thing, right? Because sometimes you talk about things that you experience and it really confuses me. You say when you felt the pain, you mean when you got to the part where you should have felt pain? When you were expecting. You didn't feel the pain.
I did.
I need you to know that, though.
I did. I felt it hit. Like, as soon as my head hit, I felt the hit.
Okay.
Boom.
Yeah.
Awoken.
Doctors should study you.
Why?
They just should study you. That's not
because I'm a specimen.
Okay, well, you feel the pain. I think the other week, I was thinking about this on one of my drives into work when I'm really in my thinking mode, about how you were making the comment that, like, you can just, like, think of a smell and actually smell it.
It's just sensory deprivation. That's all it is.
There's another one. Deprivation. Still don't think that you're using it right. So now he falls into this trench, and then he starts climbing up. I guess we're to understand he caught himself on the way down, or who knows? It's dreams.
Right.
And then a bunch of zombie hands start grabbing him, breaking his fingers, which that was the part where I was like, oof.
And he feels the pain here, and he's in a dream feeling it.
Well, he's screaming. We don't know if he feels the pain, you know? He falls.
So you're telling me you've never felt the pain in your dreams?
I've literally had dreams where I get sniped multiple times. I don't feel any pain. I just...
No, I've had those too, but you're telling me you've never had dreams where you feel things. Like, maybe I'm not going to get into the dirty
physical
side.
Physical things? No.
Really?
No.
I think they should study you, dude. That's insane. Like, I've had the dreams where I'm doing sex and I feel that. I've had the dreams where I get tortured. I feel that. What else?
Well, the sex dreams I can understand, like, a little bit more, because, like, maybe you're... You know,
I don't wake up in
maybe.
No.
So, whoa. You were almost getting me on your side, but now you're saying you wake up and there's nothing going on down there?
I'm not... No, my hand's going up and down.
You're absolutely plowing a dude in your dream, and then you wake up and you're just soft as a... eggplant
I have
down there?
No, I am getting plowed in my dreams sometimes, like physically, not by painfully damaged plowed, like a plow is running over me.
Okay,
that's sometimes I have that. Name,
what if, remember when we used to have, like, very early on, you had a roommate,
Frank, I think.
Was it Frank?
Yeah.
The plow's name was Frank. That's from, like, real old school.
That
Ronnie
was
and Chad
so
listeners.
Old school with my mom, like, mom in the cage.
Yeah, we used to have running jokes that Chad's mom was in the room in a cage.
Mm-hmm.
Some people really liked it, and then some people would write in and be like, hey, that's really cringy. I don't know why you do that, even though clearly she, like, wasn't in a cage.
And then some people were like, can you please let her go? They thought it was real.
Yeah. And then there was the other running joke was that you had a roommate named Frank that was just this huge beef of a man.
A Sudanese man.
that used to just really take you for a ride physically.
Yeah. That was a running joke, guys. But that was the biggest joke of them all.
But we've matured since then. Okay, here we go. He falls. He awakes screaming. It was just delayed. That's when he felt like he missed the step. Einar's just chilling. He's so used to this by now. He's sitting a little too close.
Yeah, I mean,
he's also, like, why did he not wake him up this time, you know? He's done. He's woken him up before.
He's probably just tired of it.
Yeah, and if you're tired of it, you'd be like, hey, dude, wake up. Quit screaming. Thorfinn, I initially thought that he doesn't admit what his dream was, but we're going to come to understand that he just really doesn't remember it, even though he just wakes up in that moment.
It's a terrible... I mean, this happens to the best of us, where we have these dreams, and you sometimes you wake up, and then you just completely forget it. I hate that feeling.
That is bad. Mm-hmm. That's why sometimes I put in my notes to talk about on our Patreon, patreon.com/Ronnie and Chad, and then you make fun of me for it, even though I'm just like constantly trying to make content.
Mm-hmm. So people are like, oh, let's hear about Ronnie's dream, that where he doesn't feel anything in his dreams. This is going to be exciting.
He was saying things in his dream like father and Askeladd. Einar asked him, is that someone you know, that name, Askeladd?
Yeah, because he's probably thinking... From what we know, that name means something ashes, right? He's like, is that somebody's name? I think he even says that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So then we get to the morning. Thorfinn's getting water from the well. He still can't fully remember his dream. Einar is courting his girl. What is her name again?
Arnhild.
Arnhild.
That is wild that I don't think they've actually said her name yet.
They finally say it in this episode.
Okay, yeah.
But that was the first, because I remember you saying that last episode. And he finally says it near the end of this. And like, that was the first time I remember seeing it. But yeah, I think they just have like morning chats. You know, it's like the best part of his day. That's why he's always up and Adam waiting for Thorfinn. Because he knows when that sun rises, they'll go out to the well and chat.
Now, where did Up and Adam come from?
That's a good question. Look that up, Chad.
I will look that up, because I'm not thinking, it's not like the name Adam, where like somebody had a gay lover named Adam, they were always up and in Adam every morning.
No. So you think, you're wrong here. This is why you can't be a scholar. It's Up and Adam. It's not up in.
But like in country, we say Up and Adam.
Well, yeah, but it's still not in. It's
right. But that's how we just say
it. Apostrophe in.
Yeah.
No, you know. Everyone just says Up and Adam. They don't. No one says Up and Adam.
Where?
So quit trying to, like, once again, you're doing this thing where...
Oh, I'm saying how we say
it. I'm a country boy! You're not. You know, you live here.
Yeah.
I don't know why you always do that.
I'm pretty country. Let's see. Up and Atom and Up and Adam, or Atom... are expressions that are often used and often confused. We will examine the meaning of these terms.
Just the lamest website ever.
There is just no explanation.
They don't have anything for you. We'll just keep kind of
supposedly up guards and at them was said by Wellington at the Battle of Waterloo. Well, there you go.
All right. Really regret having you look it up, but that's fine. We'll deal with it. But Thorfinn, he can't remember his dream, right? But he's got this overwhelming feeling that he's forgotten something really important. He says it scares him. He wishes that he could truly just forget it, but he
can't.
And
it's just like somebody goes, you still have a mom and a sister. He's like, oh, shit.
That might be, like, honestly, that could be it. Because I don't think we really learn what he's trying to remember. Yeah. But what a next level problem. When you're like, God, I wish I could forget something that I have forgotten.
So, that is so weird to think about. That's like some like Inception type shit.
Yeah, hits bong.
Yeah. Forget. Yeah, you hit a bong and you will forget things that you've already forgotten.
Back to working the fields. The two guys are helping the horse pull logs. It's a real team effort. The lazy retainers are sitting by, just amazed at how fast the wheat has grown. And one of them says, or he knows a lot of this progress has to do with Einar, because he's like, that one, which is such a stupid thing to say. Yeah, because it's like, yeah, there's two of them now.
Yeah, no shit. There's literally 100% more people than there was.
Yeah, I was waiting for him to be like, like make a comment on how he's clearly the one that knows about farming or like stuff like that. He doesn't say that. He just says they've cleared so much more out now. Well, yeah, I got a fucking horse and a second guy. What are you talking about, you idiot? They think the masters are out of their mind for letting, well, basically Kettle, for letting them just do it this way, which is, that is interesting.
But you know what's so, I guess we see later what they do, but at what point do you realize maybe I'm just being straight up stupid? Because look at how much shit they have done. Of course they're gonna, like, if they lend them something and they get this much done, why wouldn't they, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, essentially it's just like they're paying them a very good salary.
Yeah, and they're doing a good job at
Except you don't get your salary until you finish the job.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually, I mean, it's really brilliant.
And these guys, though, they're either just so stupid or so jealous that they just can't even realize that.
It's almost like, what if, think about this for a second. What if we become president? We're the first co-op presidents.
Okay.
And we make this new system. Has this system ever existed yet?
Co-op president, yeah.
Where, okay, here's what we do, right? We take everyone. No, this is just a rough.
Everyone.
This is just a rough draft, okay? Yeah. No one freak out. It's a rough draft. We put everyone in just...
prison?
The most basic home slash apartment, okay? Depending on your living situation. If you got a family, all right, you know, you get a single family ranch home, but you're like side by side with neighbors. But we say, all right, here's what you can get. Once you finish the job, you get this.
Ooh, incentive based.
Yes. And, you know, some people, if they're just happy with their single little family, take 15 years for all I care. But if you really want to better yourself, you can hustle up, get it done in 5, and then you get your, you know what I mean?
Let's do it.
Can you think of any problems? Or you think it's good?
Well, that's the good thing about it. It's a rough draft, so.
Because it doesn't just go from living situations, right? It's food, too. Like, oh, you can only eat these. We're going to provide it for you. We provide you with food. But hey, if you want lasagna or something like that, you got to hustle up and get there.
You got to hustle. Yeah, where do we start them off at? Just like Pop-Tarts and Bugs?
No, and we won't. Because the Bugs, then you get into kind of like, I don't know if I want to go to America. Like, I don't know if I want to be part of that. We've got enough food. Like, we'll still give them like... same thing.
McChickens,
these guys are
and stuff,
vegetables,
yeah.
Some chicken, bread. But if you really want to increase yourself, you know,
if you want steak, you're gonna have to work a little extra harder.
Exactly. No one steal that. We're gonna work on that. Okay. The other thing I got a problem with these retainers. He says he makes a comment. Farm work is for free men, and he's letting slaves do it. Hey guys, aren't you? Some of these guys are supposed to be helping, right? They just don't. Maybe not so much with the farm work, I don't think. But
they're supposed to bring necessities to the slaves of the master. They're just workers for the masters that get paid. They're pretty much the only difference right now in the retainers and the slaves. Is that the retainers get paid biweekly. The slaves will not get paid until the job's done.
Yeah, that guy's such a dumbass.
Yeah.
If you literally have the job of just taking things to him, you know what would have been the sweetest revenge, and I wish this would happen next episode? The farm's going fine. They destroy the wheat field, and then all those guys were literally doing was like taking lunch and dropping it off and like feeding the horses. That's their only responsibility during the day. And then Kettle goes, hey, guys, we were put back on schedule with the wheat. We need you guys to help them out over there. And then just getting them more work. Like, shut up. You got a sweet gig. Why do you care what they're doing?
Because, dude, this is what's it called? They're a threat to them. Because what if they become free and then they just take their jobs because they're way better at it?
Now, as one of the retainers is saying it, we see some of the other guys... at least a couple of them looked horrified at where this guy was going, and I went, oh, okay, I wonder if that's actually going to be like a cool retainer. No, he's just a follower. He's a bit of a Chad, and he sucks. He's just you guys are yeah, I'll do that.
Let's go.
So that kind of sounds horrifying, but if you guys are doing it, I'll do it. Yeah. Let's do it. So Thorfinn tells Einar about Askeladd. He says he was strong and cruel.
This is awesome that he's actually talking about
Asgard. I know. It's so good. Einar asked if he was in the dream, but Thorfinn can't remember. And then he just launches into this. And I'm like, oh my God, is this happening right now? He says, I fought for 11 years. I wanted to kill him. Einar asks if he got revenge. Thorfinn says no, that he was killed by another man right before my eyes. And during all this, they're hanging the roof, by the way.
You know what the coolest part about this is, too?
About this talking or hanging the roof?
About the talking.
Okay.
Is he could literally say the king himself killed him in front of my eyes.
Mm.
And he did, because he could be like, I know right now, I don't know if he technically, well.
I'm trying to think if he knows.
Well, he saw Canute put the crown on his head afterwards.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, because Canute basically proclaimed that he was the king after his dad died and everything. But that little nugget, though, like Einar would be like, no fucking way. This guy was the personal guard for the king at one point.
That actually is super interesting. What does Thorfinn think is going on? Because while he did see him put on the crown, he was in the little cabin the other episode where they were talking about how Kettle sends all his crops to King Harald.
Yeah, and he didn't say anything. It's like he just doesn't even think about it.
He just doesn't care.
Yeah.
Just doesn't care at all.
Which we knew he never did care.
I mean, that checks out, yeah.
Yeah.
But it is funny where he never has the thought, I wonder what Canute's doing. He was literally his personal bodyguard for however long. The thing, just take a second to be so thankful for our situation, because imagine having to bale up hay, throw it to one another to put on top of a roof, to, and this is the kicker, maybe keep it 5 degrees warmer.
Yeah.
It's just like, hey, how much could it actually keep the heat in? Doesn't
seem
like a lot. Now,
what would be the worst scenario, the winters or the summer?
And it's also so flammable.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm always the guy, I'm picking cold over hot.
I cannot imagine a swampy, humid day trying to sleep in the barn.
Because, in the end, when you're cold, there's so many things that you can do in these times, at least, to try and help out.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's more cuddle. Layers, fires.
Cuddle.
Cuddle. Exactly. But when it's hot and you're already naked, what can you do?
Mm-hmm.
You can't sleep in a river.
I mean, what do? You just get a wet cloth maybe put on your head?
Yeah, but think about how fast it's humid and now you're going to add more moisture to the party?
Oh, gosh.
Ugh. Get some mosquitoes flying around you? Oh, yeah, the bugs and that.
Yeah, that's awful.
Get out of town. You can't refrigerate anything?
No.
Be terrible. All right, here we go. So Einar thinks that Thorfinn must not be over all this yet, and that's why he keeps dreaming about it. And Thorfinn he goes back to it again. He can't shake that he's forgotten something. And Einar says his quest for revenge is over now. Hating a dead man won't get you anywhere. Stitching on a pillow. That's a beautiful quote.
That is a beautiful quote.
That's my quote of the week.
And that's what it is. I mean, that's the whole point of this conversation, is he lost his purpose the moment that Askeladd died. He literally had one purpose since he was 6 years old, to get revenge, and it was all for nothing.
We get a quick little flashback, Askeladd telling Thorfinn to become a true warrior, son of Thor's. And this is it. This is great, too. We knew this kind of was the case in those final moments in season one, but to hear it out loud makes it even better. Thorfinn says, that's the thing. I don't hate him anymore.
Oh, yes.
And as if it couldn't get any better from that, he goes, without my hate, I am empty. The guy who was writing this, the pen...
flames.
Even though in my mind he's writing it with a quill, it's on fire. It's literally on fire right now. Oh my gosh. He says he survived on hatred alone. He doesn't know anything but the battlefield. He doesn't even know what he should be doing. I'm empty. Oh,
now the guy's whole body's on fire. He's writing this, his whole body's on fire.
He had to take a break. He got up and went, honestly, I'm out of control right now. Yeah. I need to take a stroll. He's like, I've had Thorfinn on this farm for 8 episodes building up to this moment. I mean, this moment honestly has been building up for since season 1. A long
time, yeah.
But, oh, it's beautiful. And it's so real.
It is so incredibly real, dude. Seeing Thorfinn in season 1 to right now, it's hard. I mean, you know it's kind of headed that direction, but it's hard to be like, how is he going to get there? It just makes so much sense, him being a slave and him getting to that point by being a slave.
And that's amazing. I mean, look at us, right? Look at yourself. Go look in a mirror. I don't think anyone has lived a life quite like Thorfinn the way that he has.
Mm-hmm.
But have we not all just thought, I don't know what I'm doing? I do that every week.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know what I'm doing. This can't be right. Am I doing this right?
Poor Thorfinn.
Gramps comes in yelling at them, just kind of getting... Gramps might be...
the coolest dude ever.
The sneaky, like, one of the best characters.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we come to find from him, he's kind of like lifting the spirits up by getting on to him. You know, like, they don't even work for him. I mean, I guess they kind of do in exchange for the horse and stuff. But
they're not his slaves.
Like, he's just changing up the energy.
Right.
He takes them down to the shore where he fishes with a net. He pulls in a nice load first try.
This is so much harder than he makes it look. I've tried this before. I don't even understand.
When have you tried this? And what body of water have you tried this?
I've tried it at the beach. I've tried it on a boat at the beach.
That's called the ocean. I mean, I think.
I've tried it on the boat, at the beach, outside of the beach.
I understand why you didn't have any luck if you were on a boat trying it on the beach.
The boat was not ashore at the time. I tried it on there. I tried it in the water. It is so incredibly hard to just even like have a good throw. Not even catch. Don't even worry about catching anything. Just have the net do what it's supposed to do. I don't know why it's so hard, but it just is.
I mean, for whatever reason, I've never tried it, but I knew, like, I've heard through the grapevine that throwing the net, maybe it was because you told me about when you were trying to do it on shore. That might be it. It's so hard to throw the net.
Yeah, we went out fishing with a guide or whatever, and he did it, and he made it look so easy. Caught all these like fish to use as bait,
mm-hmm.
and he let us try it too. And I was like, dude, how the hell did this guy?
Wow, you know that guy was flexing. He was doing it just to flex.
100%. I don't blame him. It was so incredibly hard that I was like, I would have flexed too if I could. Do
honestly,
that.
I respect that.
Yeah,
that'd be like, what would that be like? I don't do anything skilled enough in my life that I can come up with an example for me.
Yeah, podcast.
Yeah. Someone comes in, I go, hey, start this podcast. Yeah.
Put your face in front of that microphone. Let's see how you do.
I'd like to see you try. Mm. And they just immediately hit the record button and they go, is this right? And I go, well, that's actually perfect. Good job.
Do you talk into this thing?
Clearly you're a natural. The good news is our guys are struggling as well. No one is just a natural at this. Right. You got to take practice.
It's all in the technique.
Yep. They're doing this, by the way, because Gramps can't eat meat right now for Lent. So you got to get some.
Yeah, but how awesome is it, though, that Thorfinn's like look of excitement when Gramps does catch the first fish?
Oh, yeah.
He's like, that is the coolest thing ever.
Well, I mean, think about it. It is one of the coolest things ever. Yeah. You're just a guy who throws a net and then you catch 20 fish. You're like, what? What were they doing there? Hey, fish, move.
I know.
Idiots.
I know.
Gramps say, what's the guy's name again?
Sverkel.
Yeah, I knew it was some. I knew it started with an S, so I
like
just
Gramps. Let's just call him Gramps.
Cool. Gramps says you can start learning things one at a time. If you're empty, then you can fit anything inside of you. It's better to be empty if you want to be reborn. What another moment of this episode.
He's always, see, that's the thing about Gramps. He's always listening, and he's always, like you said, he's sneaking up, changing the energy, but he knows the reason he's listening to is because he genuinely does care about these two.
I mean, that's such a bro moment. You couldn't do that any better to be a true bro. A guy's down, all right? You change up the energy, but you know they still have those emotions. Even if they get distracted for a moment, they're going to have those emotions later. So what do? Get their mind off it for a while. Walk down, catch some fish, just being dudes. I mean, girls can do it too. You can go catch fish. And then when the other guy's distracted, you slide in and hit him with some beautiful life advice.
Beautiful, beautiful. You can tell the Gramps has really reborn himself to be able to speak like this. I don't think that his son has gone through, well, obviously he's younger. Gramps has been through a lot. But his son does not seem to be, maybe that's why he's got some not kind of issues with him.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem to be reborn like he has.
So then, I mean, we got a beautiful sunset, and this is another very dude thing. He got in there, it got a little too emotional, so he's got to get out quick, so he just says, work.
Yep. He
just says, work. And then it's all good. We fast forward a little bit, the cold, well, I don't know how much we're, it might just be like nighttime. The cold has come, though. We got there in the nick of the time, our nick of time with the hay roof.
It could just be a couple days.
They talk about fishing, and I couldn't figure out if they're like mentioning it in a way that they've been trying to do the net thing for a while, or if it's literally just the second day, and they're like, we didn't catch.
I think it is just the second day. Okay. Yeah.
You're like, we only caught three small fish. And then Einar is talking to Thorfinn, but he gets lost in thought, thinking about what it takes for a person to change. Einar thinks he understands what warriors are. He says, looking at you now, no one think you would used to be a warrior. And the relief on Thorfinn's face is so cute.
It really is. I mean, anybody that would talk to him would be, yeah, besides maybe Snake, who kind of caught on to Thorfinn by just going at him, but he's so right here. Thorfinn's already changed drastically. I mean, he's still got a lot to do, but he really has already changed.
Well, it's just like you're so much harder on yourself than other people would know to be hard on you, unless, you know, we got some people at work, their physiognomy's total shit. We probably think much worse of them than they think of themselves.
Right, and Thorfinn's got great physiognomy. But let's get rid of that goatee.
And the goatee hurts it a little bit. He probably goes around just thinking like, oh, people look at me and just, they probably assume I'm just a stone cold, just
slave,
killer, brute. They probably don't think that he's like, oh, some magic assassin, but he thinks something about the way he looks. And no, Einar's just saying, no, you look like a dude with a weird facial hair choice, especially when you're standing next to me. They're thinking about all this. Thorfinn looks up, sees a vision of Askeladd in the trees, but then stops in his tracks as he runs into Einar because they've gotten back to the field and the wheat is gone.
And this stinks, too. They are having such a good convo. Thorfinn was getting uplifted by Einar's words, and then this happens.
Yeah, we go to the calling card. We come back. I was shocked at how mad I felt watching it.
Dude, how crazy. This is what is so good about Farmland Saga. Farmland Saga. You get, I think I was more mad at this than I ever was in season one about anything.
Yeah, people were dying in season one. I could have gone storming out of my room and seen Travis and just been like, they fucking rooted up all the wheat. And that would have been like the biggest thing going on in my day. He'd be like, no way.
Yeah.
You got there?
I mean, obviously, I've already seen this. Watching this again, I was visibly like angry again just seeing this, because it's one thing. I think too, the fact that Thorfinn was going through this whole spiel and everything was like felt like it was going, everything was going good. Thorfinn was getting kind words from Einar, and then it hits. Like, it still would have hurt either way, but it's just the moment too.
Yeah, and Thorfinn, it's weird because he's got like this innocent outlook, which doesn't really make sense for his character, but it's in departments that he doesn't know much about. So I think he sees it and he goes, oh, what went wrong with our wheat field?
Yeah, he thinks that it just, like a, they just messed
up. The weather. Yeah. And Einar's like, no, the wheat is a, it's a badass crop. It gets right back up if it's blown down. Whoever did this knew what they were doing. They dug up the roots. And Einar starts walking away because he knows it was the retainers when Thorfinn warns him, saying, you look, dude, you're a slave. You can't kill a free man. And he says he doesn't care, but they kind of decide to talk to Patyr first. And Einar doesn't understand how Thorfinn can be so calm. He should be angry.
Yeah, and thank goodness Thorfinn was calm.
Yeah, but I'll be honest too, he was a little bit too calm for me. He's like too much of a born again.
Well, that's like, the thing, that's the whole him going through that whole spiel, that's all he's been thinking about, that if he was super angry, this would have been very bad for both him and
I. This is like, I mean, I understand it's a healthy thing to do to be able to forgive. But it's like, you ever hear those stories where drunk driver kills a dude's whole family, like the wife, three kids, and then he's like in the news being like, I forgive him.
Yeah.
And you're like,
right.
That, how would that ever be me? That's Thorfinn's energy right now, because he says.
But we see it's more so not that he's really forgiving, he just hates himself so much.
Yeah. Because he says, until now, I've been someone who took and destroyed. I have no right to be angry. If you want to kill the retainers, then I deserve to die by your hand 100 times over. And he just asked him to calm down. And Einar is just like, he's struggling with that. Because he's like, I think part of him is like, God, you really sucked that bad, huh?
Yeah.
But then he also kind of knows he's right in a certain sense. And then my boy, Patyr, comes and looks at it. He tells them to leave the field this way until he concludes his investigation, which is, I love my boy Patyr, but kind of a lame thing to say. Like, come on.
What do you think about Patyr?
I just imagine him walking around the wheat field with like a magnifying glass, really investigating the scene. I love him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a great character.
Who do you not like so far?
Well, outside of like the characters that I just like, outside of the characters I'm not supposed to like that have not completely won me over, I'll say Snake. Basically, right now, I would say that I really love two people.
Gramps and
Patyr.
Patyr, yeah.
Thorfinn, I've got a lot of care for, and he's getting there, but he was one of those situations where in season one, he was like the main character, but I kind of couldn't stand him. Even though I was also rooting for him at the same time. It was like a real complex situation. I like everyone, but those are the ones that I just really love.
Oh, yeah.
But that's kind of my vibe.
I mean, I'm with you on that. How can you not? This episode, how can you not love Gramps? Come on.
It's like we always get back to Attack on Titan because that was our first true love. But Keith. I loved Keith. There might have been better, well-rounded characters than Keith, but at the end of the day, you know, that's the guy I'm hanging out with. I'm hanging out with Patyr and Gramps.
I miss that guy.
If I could build a table and sit around it, that's who I'm doing it with. But okay, Patyr says he's going to report it to the master. He knows what it was like to be suffer as a slave. Don't lose hope. And we kind of cut away from that. So hopefully Patyr can get something done.
They're lucky they have somebody like Patyr here.
Yeah, it's not often that you've got a former slave who's like, hey, I know what it's like. And he's kind of got that same, he was able to develop that same mindset that Thorfinn has apparently. Because he's able to stay calm and be like, hey, you can't go do what you're wanting to do, Einar. Let me investigate this.
But I mean, Einar's frustration, he says this could put them back, you know, another year. That would be so damn frustrating. I mean, there's no way that I would be able to control myself. I would be just like Einar in the situation.
Yes, you would. I probably would be too. I'm who am
I? Yeah, you would. You would be thinking, you would be talking like Thorfinn, but thinking the opposite.
No. Here's the difference between me and you, okay? You would be so mad that you'd be like Einar in the sense of like, no, we're going to fucking talk to those guys right now. I would be trying to figure out how to poison the entire farm's water supply.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it in the background. So then we cut, and this was a very interesting cut, and it happens right away because it's like things are just building up for Einar. He goes, the master has taken a liking to Arnheid. How do you do it? You always
Arnheid?
That's
Arnheid.
Arnheid. Okay. I always like the way you do it. That's the one that I think I kind of like the way you do it. She doesn't have the same deal that they do, ensuring her freedom. She's given up on ever being free again.
Because she is getting plowed every single night.
He says, what kind of lives are we living? He said a beautiful quote in there, too. I missed it. I didn't get it written down. I forgot.
About Arnheid?
He's basically making a point of, like, how messed up is it that, like, basically saying Ketil doesn't really even care about them. He doesn't check up on them, but yet they have this deal to get away free, whereas he loves Arnheid, and she can't
even
get
if
away.
They like you, you become bound to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is I mean, he's just got to understand women too, you know. Like, no, like,
no, go ahead. I don't know what you're saying.
No, if he's not a...
You know when you start a sentence like that, I've got no choice but as the audience as a whole, but roll my eyes.
He has to know he is not a woman. Okay. Like, the master is going to treat a woman different than he would treat a man.
Yeah.
I mean, I would...
Your point is right. It's just when you launch off... He just has to understand women.
Because I do.
Yeah, that's what it insinuates. Like, it felt like...
I do.
It felt like the way you started it, you were asking everyone to pull up a chair and let you teach them a little something about women.
Ask me if I know about women. Because I do.
Because I do. Oh, man. And then we get the retainers. They're walking at the top of the path here. They go, that was more work than I thought. They're still talking about this 4 hours after they did it. Thorfinn tries to turn around, but Einar says there's no reason to avoid them. One of the guys asks, why the long faces?
I mean, just so... So insanely dick. How do you...
That right there is the moment. Like, I said I'm poisoning the water supply. I'm not going to try and find them. But the second that I see the guy and he asks me why the long faces, it's on sight.
Oh, yeah.
Einar accuses them. The guy plays dumb in the most frustrating way. And then Einar clenches his fist, but is held back by Thorfinn. The guy says, this is finally... It's a really dick line, but it's the first good line that he said because everything else has been just very stereotypical bully. He goes, it was grown by slaves. It would have been putrid to eat. That cuts deep, but not in a way of just like, oh, you're saying lame bullshit to try and gaslight me.
Yeah, that's just a...
That's like some actual fighting words.
Oh, yeah.
Einar's fist starts flying, but before he can get there, Thorfinn nails this guy.
Let's fucking go.
And I sat up.
Right in the teeth.
Oh, that's such a good little cut where you're like, oh, Einar got him. And then you see that it's Thorfinn. You go, yes.
But
Thorfinn realizes what he does. He says, crap. He broke his jaw in one of the more... I don't know if I've ever seen a single punch portrayed, as much damage portrayed as this one punch did.
Yeah.
What am I trying to say? Do you get what I'm saying?
No, I know what you mean. Like,
I've never seen a single punch do this much damage. Yes. Good God.
I mean, four of his teeth, his top two, bottom two, and then his jaw is just...
Hanging.
Oh, dude, that has got to hurt so bad.
Imagine that healing, the healing process for that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Back then, they might just shoot you.
I mean, that's one of those things. That's one of those things. If you're going to ruin my crops or do that to me, go ahead, take the weed.
Oh, yeah, 100%. But this guy deserved this.
The other guys attack. And
then this is when Thorfinn should have go, who has the long face now?
Oh, nice. Oh, you should have been there.
I should have.
Einar asked for them to come at him, distracting Thor. So as soon as these guys started to attack, got so excited, and then Einar really messes this up. He asked for them to come at him, and that distracts Thorfinn because he's like, no, not you. Like, did you just see what I did to that guy? Let me handle it.
And then Thorfinn gets hit upside the head with, what is it? Like a rake or something?
Some sort of farming tool, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And yeah, they start getting the butt or the crap kicked out of them. Thorfinn starts thinking about the lady, his father. It's no use. He's falling back in the trench he goes. End of episode.
End of episode. What a good episode, though.
It really was. I mean, it just teased me with so much hype. The punch was so amazing. I went, oh my God, he's getting ready to completely break loose. And then he started getting his butt kicked. And,
We might have to watch next episode together.
Wow, what a little tease there from the Chadster. And, I mean, him saying that, if you're on the free feed right now, go check out the Patreon, because for just $5, you get 3 episodes ahead on Vinland Saga. You get 3 episodes ahead on SpongeBob Chronicles. You get, if you've never been on the Patreon before, 106 episodes ahead on Learn a Little Something with Ronnie and Chad.
106, guys. You can listen to us for 106 hours for a low fee of $5 a month.
And honestly, I didn't even do the math. It's more than 106. So how about that? Go check it out. You got anything else? I mean, great episode. I don't think I have anything else to say.
No advice to give, nothing like that.
Is it wrong to say, I don't know if I'm being too innocent here, I'm not too worried about the repercussions of what Thorfinn did.
Whoa, okay.
I just, everything we've seen, and because now they're going to have their ass kicked.
What do you mean?
Like Thor,
Thorfinn is on the ground. That's
no, I know,
worrisome.
I know. I mean more overarching. Like, I don't think Ketzel, like if Thorfinn had just broken this guy's jaw and then gone away and Ketzel comes and sees it and be like, hey, you can't do that, or there being like some big price to pay, just these three guys kind of roughing them up a little bit, I'm not, other than that, and obviously there's going to be kind of a rivalry with the retainers, but I don't take them seriously. Maybe that's my fault.
These guys are definitely dorks.
They're running around with rakes, you know?
Yeah, that's the craziest part about this is there are plenty of other retainers on the farm. The good ones are obviously just not doing stuff like this.
Right.
So it's not like
Snake's going to put a stop to it.
They haven't shown us that, but that there's like plenty of other workers that just go about their day innocently. So we kind of think, oh, all the retainers are shitheads, but it's like, no, it's just the guys that bring them stuff.
That are supposed to bring lunch,
yeah. Are the dickheads.
And I just feel like if Einar had just shut up, Thorfinn was getting ready to kick their ass 4v1 or 3v1, whatever the numbers were. He wasn't going to have a problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing.
We've seen him do it plenty of times
before. Einar
was
like, what a punch. Like, he didn't know he had it in him. It's like, well, I guess he hasn't seen him fight, but...
Yeah, we've seen Thorfinn take out like 8 soldiers with weapons. These guys have a rake and they're essentially old time Uber Eats drivers.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure Thorfinn is right handed too. He did that with his left hand.
Amazing.
That was a left hook.
Amazing. All right, we'll see y'all next week. I've been Ronnie.
I've been Chatty.
Peace.
Peace.